I'll tell you, I don't have anything for a snake to do. I'm afraid of any kind. They say they are not poison, but I just don't. The rat snake, they say that they are not poison, but I don't have anything for a snake to do. I don't like none of them. Amen. I don't trust any of them. It's the word, I just don't trust any of them.
Sometimes you'll see in a place where you don't go very much, they might do this out on the porch. There's this insect that'll make a little net-like thing and he'll weave it.
Well, that's called a spider.
And he makes a
nest, a little weaving nest, you know, and then web, really. Mm-hmm. We call it a web. He web himself up in there, you know.
Is there a difference between spider web and cobweb?
I wouldn't think so. Well, maybe so, because cobwebs are strained from, a lot of time have come from dust, you know. When you see cobwebs hanging around, well, maybe there has been one around, you know. But I don't really know, but I wouldn't think it would that much difference.
We killed a spider in the apartment Tuesday night. Was that being arranged?
Oh, my God. What
and
color
was it?
Brown. Oh, that was one of those. Was that a poison spider?
I don't know, but it scared me. I've seen little spiders, and I saw one with brown and orange. It was up above my mailbox, and I thought, I've had it. I went to the landlord, and I thought, you have got to do something about those spiders. Mm-hmm. Because my aunt's got a place on her back about, must be 6 or 8 inches round.
Well, one bit her.
Well, one bit her, and her skin's just, you know how, like, skin will swell up?
Mm-hmm.
It's been like that. She's never been able to suntan over it or anything. It's just as white as she's
been. He was poisoned. If she hadn't got to her doctor, probably as soon as she did, took a picture of her body.
Mm-hmm. That's just scary.
Black
one over.
Can't stand the black spot.
And talk about trees for a little bit. The things that hold the tree into the ground are its roots. Do you know anything about different fruits that they might have used in the olden times for medicine?
Well, yes, I do. And matter of fact, my mother really believed in herb medicine. And I mean, she just go right out like these very weed flowers, rather, that we pick blackberries off of. She would go out, if we had upset stomach, she would go out and beat the root of that blackberry root, dig it up, and boil it. Wash it good and boil it and give us the tea off of it and then we could check our stomach. It really was good for that reason.
Huh. Are you familiar with mullein?
Yes, and that's what she used for cold and pneumonia.
Huh.
She take that mullein and get what you call rabbit tobacco. It's some stuff, a weed that grows and the leaves are gray on it. It looks gray, doesn't it? It gets about like that. And it leaves come all the way from the bottom to the top, and it looks great.
Mm.
And she would get that rabbit tobacco and that mullein and pine straw. Mix it all, boil it all together. Well, it wouldn't really boil it, but she'd wash it, break it up, put it in a pan, pour steam and boiling water over it, and put a top over it. And let it set for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and let it steam the suction out of the pine straw. I mean the pine, mullein and rabbit tobacco and pine top, you know, green pine top.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd give us a hot cup of that tea.